Welcome to Book Club Appetizer. We're your hosts, Abby
and Alana. I know what you're thinking. No, this isn't a Broad City tribute podcast.
Yes, queen!
Really?
Just kidding.
Really, we're just two book-obsessed gals from readitforward.com bringing you awesome exclusive interviews with the authors behind some of our favorite books.
The snackable podcast that's perfect for kicking off your book club meetings or enhancing your solo reading adventures. We're here to help spice up your book club by providing ample food for thought as you grab a bite to eat and mix up a cocktail at the start of your gathering.
If you need some menu inspiration, go to readitforward.com/podcast and check out the appetizer and drink recipes we've paired with this month's read. Since the main character is a mom of three, we decided to go for an upscale take on a classic kid favorite, ham and cheese sandwiches. Check out our recipe for these ricotta, prosciutto, and honey crostinis and prepare to fall in love. And to wet your whistle, we're featuring a grown-up Shirley Temple called the Martinez.
Thanks to Tastebook for those super simple recipes.
So, if you're joining us for the first time, here's how this works. We spend each episode discussing a book we've recently loved, and then bring the author into the studio to do a quick reading and answer our most pressing questions. We hope it will feel like the author is right in the room with you. And before we go any further, we have to warn you. This podcast contains plot spoilers.
So this month, we read A Window Opens by Elizabeth Egan. A Window Opens centers on Alice Purse, a contented mom, wife, and daughter who commutes to her Manhattan-based job as the book editor at U Magazine 3 days a week from her New Jersey suburban home. But after her husband doesn't make partner and quits his job, it's Alice's turn to be the breadwinner. She steps into a big job at corporate giant Scroll, which comes with tons of jargon and protocol.
It almost reminded me of like a Silicon Valley for books, poking fun at the oddities and pretensions of the book world while raising bigger questions. In this case, how reading and books interact with the evolving entertainments today, like video games.
Yes, and the book reflects so much about reality beyond publishing that casts a new, more revealing light on parts of life that are often talked about or written with cliche, exaggeration, or this gloss of perfectionism. For instance, seeing a family member suffer through cancer isn't a quick bedside scene with powerful last words and a single tear running down everyone's cheeks. It's a long process that is cruel and painful, and it can happen to anyone. Liz doesn't shy away from those harsh realities. I love that she really stares them right in the face and writes about them with total honesty.
Yeah, and that honesty is also where the real humor of the book lies, too. Her depictions of motherhood aren't sugar-coated or glossed over. They reveal the chaos, wackiness, and bizarreness. It's a word. I'm deciding it's a word.
Yes.
Okay. That is what being a mom is all about. The authenticity of those moments makes each one more meaningful to the reader, I think, and allows us to find grace and humor in the ordinary.
Totally. And one thing I loved is the voice of main character Alice is so strong. I mean, she really feels like this multidimensional, real human being. And something that actually surprised me while I was reading was that I kept changing my mind about Alice. Like, in one part I liked her, and then I didn't like her, and then I changed my mind all over again. I mean, it really felt like when you're meeting a new person, like a colleague, that you're still forming your opinions of them as you learn more. So your impression sort of shifts slightly. The fact that I couldn't pin her down into any specific archetype is the mark of a multi-layered character.
I 100% agree. So, before we get the author in here to tell us more about this fascinating character and read us a passage, I gotta ask, what do you think of the title?
You know, it of course comes from the adage, when one door closes, a window opens, meaning when you're faced with struggles in life or feel like you're hitting a wall, that there is a way through it. You just need to think creatively and look for that open window. Alice, who's faced with a bunch of these struggles, one after the next, doesn't get caught behind the closed doors. She keeps putting one foot in front of the other, finding those creative solutions, and ducking her way through the open window. This optimistic reminder that those windows can actually often direct us to the best paths in life.
Wow. If we could drop these expensive mics, Abby, you should have. You wowed us with your word poetry.
Thank you.
A little applause. Now's your chance to refill your drink, and when we come back, we'll have the author Liz Egan here with us in the studio.
And Liz, similar to her protagonist Alice, is the book's editor at Glamour magazine. And small world, she and I actually once worked together at Glamour, so I'm so excited to welcome her into the studio. Just to start off, why is this a great book for book lovers?
Well, the main character in the book, whose name is Alice Pierce, is a 38-year-old lifelong bookworm. Pretty much learned everything that she knows about the world from books. And as a kid, we see her at the very beginning of selling books to her dad. She sets up this stand in their backyard every Saturday, the same way some kids sell Girl Scout cookies, and she sells books to her family, and then she takes them back at the end of the day and starts all over again the next week. So it's a great book for book lovers, I think, because it references a lot of books, children's books, adult books, what Alice is reading now, books that have informed her over time, that stick with her. So I think you get a little bit of a twofer when you read the book. You get the story that I'm telling, but you also get, I'm hoping, some book recommendations while you're at it.
That was one of my most favorite things, and I have to ask, was it so fun to put all of these literary references into this book? I mean, it is chock full, starting from, of course, what she's influenced by as a little girl, to just the way Alice describes things are snatches from things that she's read in books.
It was really fun. I didn't do it intentionally at first. When I handed in the first draft to my agent, she came back to me and suggested that I really beef up the book part of it. And I said, what do you mean? What are you talking about?
Like, yeah.
What book part of it? And she said, you know, there's this strong literary theme and book theme. And I use the word literary lightly because Alice is hardly a member of the literati. She loves commercial books. She loves magazines. She just loves to read anything she can get her hands on, much like me. And so when I went back and reread the manuscript, I realized, wow, it was sort of like a Rorschach test.
Yeah.
That was just kind of what naturally came out because that's how I am.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, but Alice's taste is so approachable, which is something I like. It's not intimidating.
No, she's definitely not an intimidating character.
The age-old question, which I know you've been asked about this book before, but it seems that you're sort of asking, can women have it all? Can you balance a career and motherhood? How do you think Alice would answer that question?
I think Alice would say that if you find yourself in the right career, of course, anything is possible. Mm-hmm. I also, as the creator of Alice, would say, absolutely, you can have it all. You can do what is important to you in life. But I think it's important to also ask yourself the question of what is important and to very carefully set up your life in such a way that the things that are important to you remain in balance. Mm-hmm. And work and life. It's not like your life begins when you have kids. Before I had kids, I had hobbies, I had interests, I spent a lot more time with my friends. I mean, I still have friends and hobbies, but I think the question of work-life balance applies to men and women and human beings of all ages.
So what is it like to be a book editor, to get all of these sneak peeks of books coming out? Do you feel like a fortune teller in a way?
I do. I do very much feel like a fortune teller. I'm constantly trying to get people on board with books that I'm really excited about that won't be out for 4 months. Of course, nobody really wants to talk about books that are coming out in 4 months. But it's like sometimes you just have this feeling that the book you're holding in your hand will be the next big thing. And to me, that is just, it's like nirvana. I love that feeling. And there are a lot of, as you know, there are a lot of books to sift through to get there. And you always have 10 books hanging over your head that you haven't gotten to yet. I didn't read All the Light We Cannot See until after it came out. And, you know, to admit that in my job it's really shameful and embarrassing. But, you know, occasionally there's a book that gets away.
Yeah.
You the New York Times book review comes, you see this glowing review and you think, oh no, that one has been in my to read pile for months. But it's really exciting.
Would you read something for us?
Of course.
Awesome.
Tell me, Alice, how do you like to read? Oh, well, I love to read. It's my favorite thing to do. Genevieve crinkled her eyes a little and her face softened. I noticed she was wearing a tiny gold ampersand on a delicate chain around her neck. I mean, do you use an e-reader or... She leaned forward slightly, like she wanted to reach over and catch my answer in her hands. Of course, I have a Kindle, first generation. I also read galleys, manuscripts, hardcovers, basically whatever I can get my hands on. So you're agnostic. Actually, I was raised Catholic, and I've fallen pretty far from the flock, but I still consider myself a spiritual person, if that makes any sense. Why was she asking about religion? Was this even legal? Good to know, but I meant platform agnostic, meaning you toggle back and forth between your device and carbon-based books. Carbon-based books? Sorry, yes, I do toggle. I'm a toggler. OMG, stop acting manic. Breathe, Alice. Think confident, grounded businesswoman. The waiter arrived and deposited two mugs on our table as I struggled to heed my inner voice, which tends to be more sensible than my actual one. Bossy, too. The restaurant was starting to fill up, and the waiter quickly moved on to other customers, but not before Genevieve said briskly, "Just the check when you have a chance." I looked down at my mug and transferred my dismay over Genevieve's apparent rush to what I saw inside. Floating in the brackish water was a big, hairy ball of undulating brown leaves lashed together by a loose fiber that looked a lot like nude pantyhose. I had no idea how to navigate this unappetizing spectacle. Sip around the ball? Remove the ball from the mug and dump it? But where? There wasn't a saucer in sight. It would have made mincemeat out of a cocktail napkin, and extraction would be a two-spoon job. So I made a split-second decision to leave the ball in the water. Once I had choked down a link of my Irish uncle's homemade blood pudding, I could certainly soldier my way to the bottom of this cup of tea. The first sip was the worst, with the seaweed leaves brushing wetly against the tip of my nose. The tea tasted earthen with an undernote of Tabasco. Genevieve bobbed her neat tea bag up and down by its string, looking pensive as she watched me swallow, hard. She said, "You're adventurous. I like that." Her vote of confidence washed over me like a spell from a magic wand, relaxing my shoulders and dislodging intelligent conversation from the thorny bramble of my nerves. I am adventurous, but I hadn't had a chance to act on the impulse in years.
Thanks for listening, readers. We have some reader questions on our site, in addition to a link to the awesome Spotify mixtape that we put together to accompany the book. If you need a stretch, we suggest a mid-discussion dance party to the tunes of New Jersey's Best, Bon Jovi, and Bruce Springsteen.
If you like this book and want to read more like it, we'll post a few recommendations on readitforward.com/podcast. We'll be producing monthly podcasts for fantastic books we think you should read with your book club. So, when you need something new to read, come see what we've been devouring.
And don't forget to follow us on Twitter @ReadItForward and tweet about books with us. Happy reading and cheers!